From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. FBI officials have announced the arrest of a Pakistani-born man they say was charged with trying to help carry out a plot to blow up subway stations in and around Washington, D.C. Authorities in announcing today's indictment of 34-year-old Farouk Ahmed, a naturalized U.S. citizen, alleged he helped individuals he thought were al-Qaeda members but were actually undercover agents. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston details the allegations against Ahmed.
Well, allegedly, Farouk Ahmed began videotaping and diagramming these various metro stations back in April. And he'd been doing that between April and September of this year, and then they arrested him this morning.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston, the FBI stressed that no point was the public in any danger. Officials say the indictment charges Ahmed with attempting to provide support to a designated terrorist group and collecting information to assist in planning a terror attack. Another message said to be from al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, this one warning France its support for the war in Afghanistan and move to prohibit the wearing of the Muslim veil will make the country a target. In a tape, bin Laden warning, quote, as you threaten our security, your security will be threatened. The al-Qaeda leader is also heard saying that France is helping Americans kill Muslim women and children. France has around 4,000 troops deployed in Afghanistan. Bin Laden says the kidnapping of French citizens in the African nation of Niger last month was in reaction to what he deemed the country's oppression of Muslims. U.S. military has launched a 3-year study to learn how to prevent suicides among service members. We get details from NPR's Jeff Brady.
More than 1,100 service members killed themselves between 2005 and 2009. The military has launched a series of programs to prevent suicide, including a $50 million Army study launched this summer involving a 500,000 soldiers. This most recent effort is designed to look at all the information available and determine which methods work best at preventing suicide. The Army is paying the $17 million tab for the project. Researchers at the Denver Veterans Affairs Medical Center and Florida State University will co-direct the project. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
New home sales posted a strong rise in September after what the real estate industry says was the worst summer for housing in nearly 5 decades. But even last month's 6.6% increase is not likely to cause much rejoicing. Alex Villacorta is an economist at Clear Capital. He says that's because housing is struggling to rebound from a severe downturn.
The volumes are still 21.5% down from last year. And to give you more perspective, it's down nearly 78% off of the peak values in July 2005.
Commerce Department says sales of new homes were at an annual rate of 307,000 last month. Consumer products maker Procter & Gamble, whose products include Pantene shampoo and Pampers diapers, reported third quarter earnings. The company says net income was just over $3 billion, or $1.02 a share. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 43 points. The Nasdaq was down 5 points. This is NPR. Rescuers are using helicopters in their efforts to reach a series of remote islands in Indonesia that were struck by a tsunami following a strong earthquake this week. Officials say a powerful wave hit the islands, killing more than 300 people, with reports hundreds of others are believed to be missing. The first aerial photographs taken of the region are showing extensive damage. The disaster response person says tents, medicine, food, and clothing has now begun arriving there. That earthquake struck Monday. Indonesians are also dealing with a volcanic eruption, which has claimed 30 lives. For-profit colleges and universities are calling on the Department of Education to hold off on new rules aimed at the industry. Any day now, the department is set to issue regulations meant to reduce loan defaults by students at those schools. More from NPR's Larry Abramson.
For-profit education has been accused of letting students borrow too much federal money without giving students the skills needed to repay those loans. The new rules would require for-profit schools to disclose more about their success rates and to make sure students are able to benefit from their programs. For-profit lobbyists are urging the department to hold off on one rule in particular. It would require that schools supply comprehensive data on job prospects for graduates before starting any new programs. The industry says that will choke off chances for growth and deny opportunities to some students. The government is waiting until next year to release the most controversial rule. It would cut off aid to schools whose graduates cannot repay their loans. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Well, that weather system blamed for tornadoes in the Midwest yesterday continued to wreak havoc in the southeast today. Storm spawning more suspected tornadoes that caused damage to a number of homes in the town of Yale, North Carolina. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.